It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey stuck to broad themes about the need to rebuild after Hurricane Sandy while holding the line on taxes in his annual State of the State address in Trenton. He chided Congress for not passing a Sandy relief bill earlier.
One thing I hope everyone in America now clearly understands, New Jersey, both Republicans and Democrats, will never stand silent when our citizens are being shortchanged.
He urged Congress to take swift action on January 15th when a $51 billion aid package is scheduled to be brought to the House and the Senate for a vote. WNYC's Bob Henley joins us now with analysis of the State of the State speech by Christie from Trenton. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
This was an unusual State of the State address. As Christie promised, this speech focused a great deal on Sandy and not so much on specific policies or an agenda that he wants to set for the new legislative session. I mean, last year he proposed a 10% tax cut across the board to be phased in over 3 years. Drug treatment for all nonviolent offenders. Is this because he's running for re-election, Bob?
No, I think this was an unprecedented storm that devastated the state, and he felt he had to use the speech that was carried nationally on C-SPAN to continue to build pressure on Congress to deliver on the $51 billion Sandy relief aid you referred to. The reality is Governor Christie's budget and New Jersey's fiscal survival, Amy, hinges on that aid. Shore communities are anxious to get started on rebuilding because they argue the seasonal tourist window is very narrow, Memorial Day to Labor Day.
He gave a pretty rosy view of the state's economy, mentioning, among other things, 70,000 jobs created in the most recent statistics, home sales, consumer spending both up. What was the Democratic legislative leadership's response to this?
Well, they think that the governor's in denial. Senator Loretta Weinberg sent out a statement saying that his emphasis, quote, on Hurricane Sandy ignores a record of failure that includes the highest unemployment rate in 35 years, the second highest rate of mortgage foreclosures, and the fifth worst rate of growth in personal income, and a poverty rate that has grown every year he's been in office, and a shrinking middle class. So that's their response.
Right. He had no jobs program in his State of the State address. We've heard from Governor Cuomo in New York about the need to prepare for the increasing severity of storms. Again, so much of Christie's speech was focused on Sandy. He even called out the heroic response of four New Jerseyans. But he stayed away from the topic of climate change. Is anybody at the Capitol talking about this?
Well, actually, that was something that Democratic legislators did raise because they contrast that with Governor Cuomo, who appointed a panel and has really embraced the idea of factoring in the likelihood of severe storms being a fact of life going forward. Christie did talk about expediting approvals for permits for infrastructure, which environmentalists like Jeff Tittle from the Sierra Club was concerned about because Tittle and an environmentalist and some Democrats were raising concerns that the failure to learn the lessons from Sandy in terms of where we build could actually turn out to be far more costly with more severe storms doing exactly the same kind of damage with a growing price tag.
And WNYC's Janet Babin reporting yesterday that some shore communities are fighting new flood maps from the Federal Emergency Management Agency that articulates new guidelines for how people rebuild and where. So
that's a good point. Senator Robert Gordon, a Democrat from Bergen County, pointed out that New Jersey has some systemic problems where because local governments and school districts are entirely reliant on property taxes, it forces them to look at wetlands and open space that should be kept for things like flood control as potential ratables and places to put shopping centers. That, Gordon argues, has to change.
This State of the State address kicking off Chris Christie's reelection campaign. He has a 73% approval rating post-Sandy. Did you get any sense of what the Democrats' line of attack is going to be as the campaign heats up?
They have a very difficult challenge, Tai Chi, if you will. On one hand, they have to be supportive and strike a bipartisan stance when it comes to Sandy relief and a common front in terms of Washington. But the Democrats feel that they do have issues like I referred to that Loretta Weinberg brought up. You had Majority Leader Lewis Greenwald bringing up the fact that under Christie's past budgets, cuts in municipal aid have resulted in 1,400 fewer police officers and first responders on duty to do the work that Christie praised. They think they see crime going up, they see home values continuing to decline, and they see people still struggling with this foreclosure crisis, and they see the governor didn't raise that issue in the speech. So they think they've got something to run on.
WNYC's Bob Henley is contributing editor for politics. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.